Walking around downtown Wabash, there are signs telling people to vote. Not for president or any other political office, but for a national competition that could bring $500,000 to the city's downtown, which boasts many local shops, but also has a lot of open storefronts as well.
We'd love to have more restaurants down here. We had a restaurant in that building right there, but it had closed. So we're just kind of waiting for someone to come invest and start a restaurant. We need it.
Shelby McLaughlin works for Marketplace, a downtown development organization in Wabash that nominated the city for the competition.
We were so surprised that we even got a call because there was, I think, about 10,000 submissions from all over the United States.
The award will be given out by a private marketing company called Deluxe. It started the competition to bring attention to small businesses, which it says employs about half of the workforce in the United States. The two finalists are Wabash, Indiana, and Silverton, Oregon. If Wabash wins, $250,000 would go towards small business owners to help them with marketing like redesigning logos or websites. The other $250,000 would go toward revitalizing downtown.
So it could be signage, it could be new trees, it could be flower pots, just to really aesthetically improve our downtown.
McLaughlin cares about Wabash not just as project manager for Marketplace, but also as a resident. She moved to Wabash with her husband about a year ago. She was raised in Noblesville, a city that's about five times the population of Wabash.
Totally different change of pace.
But she says she's happy they decided to move to Wabash.
My entire perspective has changed on small town living, and I've slowed down a lot. It's so nice to walk around here, and people know my name, and they know who my family is. And, I mean, there's nothing like a small town, and that's so cliche, but I mean, I could walk around Noblesville and not know anybody around me because the population is so huge.
And as McLaughlin and I walk around downtown, it's evident that people do know who she is.
Hello, ladies. How are you
Hi.
Today?
Good.
How are you?
We're in 20, a 1920s-themed restaurant located in the renovated Charlie Creek Inn. We look at the menu, which uses some local ingredients for its dishes, which include pizza, pasta, and steaks.
So they just have a little bit of everything.
That lobster mac and cheese.
Oh, that is a favorite here.
Around the corner from 20 is a restaurant called Market Street Grill, which serves steaks and pork tenderloin. Bob Budd bought the restaurant 3 years ago. He says if Wabash wins the competition, it will be a great opportunity for the city.
I think anything that helps bring visibility and potential for revenue to a town like Wabash is awesome.
Budd says the city has seen some hard times. Factories like GDX Automotive closed their Wabash locations, leaving hundreds of people out of jobs. Now, factory workers typically commute to Fort Wayne or Kokomo, both about 50 minutes to an hour away.
It's a challenged area in terms of geography, in terms of companies that were so reliant on the auto industry for so many years. This Wabash was one of them.
But Bud says Wabash is adapting with the times.
It's pretty neat what Wabash has been able to do. It really is.
They have other restaurants, too, like Eugenia's in their theater, the Honeywell Center. McLaughlin says the city is lucky to have the Honeywell Center, which brings big performers like Blue Man Group, which just performed in Wabash. The events bring tourists from Fort Wayne, Indianapolis, and Chicago. And some of the shops incorporate local history, like Modoc's, a coffee shop named after an elephant who escaped the circus in 1942. It ran into the market, which was then Bradley Brothers Pharmacy, and scared customers and employees. Modoc wandered the town for days before she was caught. This merging of history with modern, locally owned restaurants and boutiques are what make Wabash a finalist for the national competition. McLaughlin hopes Hoosiers will vote for her city.
It's not just a win for Wabash, it's a win for the state.
She says the competition has helped small business owners put aside their differences and work together.
We're all fighting for the same cause, and that is to get attention to Wabash so that business continues to thrive down here.
McLaughlin says many local merchants have developed new friendships and a renewed sense of pride for their city. For WBOI News, I'm Lisa Ryan.